Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, it's been a hell of a year. Personally, I feel like I've aged 35 years over the last 12 months.
Yes, sir.
And if you're like me, you're feeling your age more than you used to, especially in the bedroom. It's time to snap out of it. Spring is here, and it's time to get sprung with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no doctor's visits, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredients and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and safety information. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You could try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code BIGJOE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com promo code Big Joe.
You can try Big Ilya. I'm not sure if it'll work, but most likely it will.
It definitely won't work. Use Big Joe to receive your first month free.
I know we made that joke last week, but seriously, try Big Ilya.
And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew. You know, it's interesting because you are older and you're kind of in a different generation than I am. And I find it interesting that you and I have the same values about comedy.
I'm 4 years older than you.
No, you're like 6 to 7, I think.
How old are you? Five.
Honestly, how old are you? Honestly, dead ass. 31?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 6 years older than me because I'm 25.
Well, so you act like you're 13, so.
Okay,
well. Maybe I'm 25 years old.
Okay,
than you.
I may act like I'm 13, but the matter of fact is that I am younger than you. I'm sorry. Okay, that's all really.
You have that little thing in your notes?
No, I didn't have it in my notes. I was just thinking the other day. I was like, wow, Joe's like significantly older than me and like a lot more older than a lot of people that I know. And I just think that he's funny. So honestly, it's a compliment.
Thanks.
Yo, you wore that shirt yesterday.
Yeah, I wore the shorts yesterday too.
So let me get this straight. You go to bed, you toss the clothes down, you wake up, you put the same clothes back on, right?
Yes.
Well, did you sweat in them yesterday or anything? Or
no.
Because yesterday was a pretty fucking hot day. So
do you want to say hello to your people?
Yeah. Bienvenido de nuevo. It means welcome back in Spanish.
Wow, you haven't done Spanish yet?
No, yeah, someone DM'd me that. Maybe I have, I don't fucking know, but who cares?
Guys, this is a Lightweights podcast. My name's Joe. That's my decent friend, Ilya.
Younger and more handsome looking.
And we're a good podcast, so.
So I've been watching some podcasts, and you know how you always yell at me for, you know, fucking not talking to the mic?
Yeah.
So honestly, 10 out of 10 podcasts that I watched, the video podcasts, everyone is like, at least 6 inches away from the mic. At least 6 inches. So what I'm starting to think is that you don't know how to work the audio.
I don't. I'm not an audio guy.
Oh, so that's a problem.
That's the root of the problem. But yeah, the leaves of the problem is you talk too far away.
Right, I understand. So let's get to the root of the problem. Let's fix that problem.
Okay.
Okay. So how do we fix that problem?
I don't know.
Should we call somebody? Does anybody know how to fucking work audio? Please, if you know how to work audio.
I think it sounds good by now.
Yeah, but if we have guests in the future and they're talking a foot away, which they usually are, the mic doesn't pick them up.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so why are you bitching at me?
Hey, man, this is supposed to be a two friends podcast. Why are you coming at me hard today?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I have literally the last three things I've said were all negative towards you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's going on? Are you okay? In my neighborhood. We have a new villain in town.
Yeah, is this the dog pooping story?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious.
So I was walking Bobby, and I saw the sign, and I thought it was like a lost animal. So I go up to it, and it says cereal not picking up pooper. It's a big 8x11 photo of this guy standing there with his dog. And at first I walk up, and it was a white guy, and I was like, oh, my God. Is that Joe? And it looked like Joe. And I was like, oh, my God, please don't be Joe. Please don't be Joe. And it wasn't Joe. And then I go over to this other spot, and they put them all around the neighborhood of this guy. There's
That's
numerous
fucking
photos.
Hilarious.
He looks like he could be me because he wears the same outfits as me. Basketball shorts and a t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A little older looking.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm done.
Isn't that crazy? The serial pooper?
Yeah, I saw this photo, and it's literally the guy standing there not knowing that, someone's taking a photo of him, and then this big-ass dog taking shit in front of him.
I want to do that with, like, a person. Make it look like the person's pooping and just be.
I'm just gonna start doing things like that with you around the house where you're just like not washing dishes and I take a photo of you in the act.
Doesn't wash his hands after he pees, guy.
Yeah. It's like this just like blank look.
Don't high five this guy. It's me not realizing I'm on camera.
I think the guy should retaliate.
Yeah, that's what I was. Annalise asked what I would do. I said I would double down.
I would double down too. I'd fucking shit all over the place.
Yeah, I would shit.
You would take a shit. Personally, well, like not your dog, but you would.
That's doubling down, yeah. It'd be both of us taking a shit on that lawn, and we'd be looking at that camera dead on, not breaking eye contact.
No, you'd take the photo yourself and you'd post it with the middle finger.
It's a selfie. Yeah. Fuck you.
That's such a super bad scene.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, Seth Rogen. No. Oh, no, it's literally in the movie.
No, it's not.
It's in the movie I Love You, Man.
Is it really?
Yeah, Jason Segel's dog shits on Venice Boardwalk. And then the guy who played Hulk goes over and steps in it, and then he threatens him. Like the jacked guy. Do you remember him?
No. That's hilarious. Yeah, it's a scene from one of those movies. So the other day, I called Joe, and at this point, I hadn't seen him for like 5 days. And we're talking about something on FaceTime, and like last second, Annalise goes, Joe said he missed you. What was that? You missed me, huh?
No.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. No, Joe was like, I need an excuse to call Ilya. I haven't talked to him in a while, and I miss him.
Aww.
Cut.
That makes me tear up. So you don't hate me.
We had a fun day the other day.
Oh, yeah. Joe texted me the other day, and he goes, I don't know who the fuck asks this type of question and expects an answer, but he goes, do you like heights?
No, I said, are you afraid of heights?
Oh, okay. Well, who isn't afraid of heights?
You're right.
Anyways, we go do mukbang, and I don't know what I'm getting myself into because he wouldn't tell me. Turns out we go parasailing, which was extremely fun. It was cold as shit in Santa Monica, and I didn't have a sweatshirt, and I knew we were going parasailing at this point. And we were passing by this store. And first, I wasn't even looking for a sweatshirt. I was looking for...
We were trying to find a drugstore that sold Dramamine.
Dramamine, yeah, for me, because I get fucking dizzy.
Because Ilya didn't know he was going on a boat. So as we're searching for this convenience store, we stumble into this one very isolated, very filled up shop of knickknacks.
Yeah, they sell like jewelry, fucking sweatshirts, like everything you can think of, they're selling.
It's like a beach town store.
So we're in the store, and at this point, I'm looking for Dramamine. I'm like, do you have any Dramamine? She's like, no. But she's like, it's going to be cold if you're parasailing. And I was like, okay, yeah, I should get a sweatshirt. And I kind of feel bad for this lady, right? So I'm kind of looking around. I'm like, what's the cheapest sweatshirt you have? She goes, oh, she has an accent. She's like, oh, this one's $60, whatever. I was like, $60 for a sweatshirt? I'm looking at her. I'm like, what the fuck? Do you have anything for $20? She's like, no, $60 is my cheapest. $69 was original price. $60 I give for you.
She made it seem like he was getting a deal.
Yeah, so I feel bad, right? Because I'm like, this fucking lady probably never gets any business.
She's in a shopping center, and she's the only store that's open.
So I check out. And we go on this boat, we go parasailing, and the girl that's sitting right in front of me, she looks at me, she goes, oh, you got that for $60 too? And I'm like, $60? How did you, is there a tag on me?
Ilya's looking on his shirt, trying to find the tag, whether it's under his arm, on his sleeve.
I'm like, yeah, did I not take the tag off? And she goes, no tag. I did the same thing. And I was like, oh, you got Jip too? And she's like, yeah. And like we connected. It was really funny.
They both got suckered into it.
Yeah, actually, three of us because it was me, her, and her daughter.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
So this lady has made $120 more, six times three, $180 off of us in the past like 30 minutes. And yeah.
Oh, my God. And then we looked up parasailing fails after. Oh boy.
So what can happen in parasailing, for those of you who don't know what parasailing is, you go on a boat and this parachute takes you up, I don't know, 500 to 800 feet up in the air.
We went 800 feet.
And so you're up in the air for, I don't know, 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. You're just chilling up there. It's literally like you're parachuting, but the boat is hauling you. And we looked up videos of parasailing gone wrong, of course. Not before we did it, after we did it, thank God. And there was one where the cable snatched. It broke off from the boat. And this girl was in the air for 45 minutes getting thrown around by the wind. It was like a really windy day.
45 minutes just floating around from the wind.
Oh my God.
45 minutes. The wind is just throwing her around. And finally, she crash lands.
Why didn't she float land down?
Like, because the winds were really, really choppy.
Yeah, the wind controls you because the wind is blowing that parachute all around. So when it just blows.
So she's literally twirling around in the air.
She finally crash lands, breaks 11 bones in her body, her skull, her jaw.
And then there's other videos of people getting dragged underwater when they're getting pulled back into the boat. It's really, really scary. So anyways, if you'd like to go parasailing, it's really fun.
Joe does that. He loves to watch things, so I become traumatized. He's done it with roller coasters, roller coaster accidents. He's done it with, like, people going to a hotel and taking hostages.
Yeah, you can't.
Country.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bad situation. There's a bad situation with everything.
Oh, yeah. We'll go to a zoo, and then after we'll watch zoo escapes. Like, elephants escaping.
Yeah,
you can't
do that. There's a bad situation with everything. You just can't live like that. Like, right now, someone can literally fucking accidentally shoot a bullet and comes through the window and shoots me in the head. You know, it can happen to anybody.
A tiger escaped the San Francisco Zoo. Hooey.
Really?
Yeah. One person passed away and two other people got injured. They were just zoo visitors. Isn't that nuts?
And is that why you never go to zoos anymore?
No, I love going.
We went to this zoo in Hawaii, and before we even went, he showed me how this elephant escaped the Hawaiian zoo and, like, trampled somebody. Before we went! Who does that?
Yeah.
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase. This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweights podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe guarantee.
Joe shows you a skydiving video gone bad before you go skydiving. Yo, look.
While we're on the plane.
Yeah. You're about to jump out. You're like scared for your life. You turn over because you're like, Alice, look!
Parachute fails.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I was watching these mukbang videos, and this guy just eats so many different restaurants and has his friends in, and it looks like such a good time. It's a great channel. It's called It's Joe. I don't know.
Near death?
Yeah. I mean, he's getting his cholesterol up, so it could eventually be near death. Oh, I'll check it out.
That's in the compilation of the near death. It's just me and you eating
every chicken tender bite.
Yeah. And there's no, like, there's no text. It's just a video and it moves on.
Clocking arteries for 10 minutes.
Yo, my ADHD is so fucking bad.
Why?
I wrote this down the other day. I was typing something and I stopped typing the word I was typing. I was typing a sentence and I stopped typing the sentence mid-sentence to check on something.
Wow.
It was so bad. And I do that all the time. What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now?
I'm posting a selfie of my on the Instagram so people can send us their numbers so that they can win money. Do you not care about the fans?
No, it's just really rude how you interrupted my fucking story. That's all.
Isn't that ironic? It's about ADHD and...
Yeah, it's...
Elliot, would you like a Discord? A place to connect with the lightweight heads?
I have a Discord.
What about for your podcast?
Oh, yeah. How does that work?
Specifically, I have someone who's made one.
Fuck yeah. We'd love a Discord. If anyone's on Discord, join the Lightweights Discord. Oh, I made a Lightweights Facebook page, too.
Wait, what are we doing with all those fucking... With all these platforms? Are we going on them or what?
I have a Discord. I'm on there. I just told the people in
wait,
my Twitch
stream. I'm confused.
Discord,
what the fuck is... I don't even know what... I thought Discord was for gaming and...
No. It's a place to talk to your community outside of...
Isn't that Clubhouse?
No, we're not doing phone calls. We just put memes in there. I tell them...
Memes?
But we should make a Discord and Facebook page, which we already have.
Yeah.
Lightweight. So go follow it. Go. You can comment ideas and news stories on there if you want us to read them. Why do you have a blank face on
here? I just honestly don't know what to say. I think I agree with you. I can't tell, though.
I just don't get why not.
I'm down.
I know you're down, but why? You look annoyed that I'm doing this.
I'm not annoyed.
You look really
I'm definitely
mad.
Not annoyed. I just will not contribute to those two things.
So, great. I'm sure everyone's going to be really pumped to sign up then.
I'm just being honest. I mean, I'm really not going to.
I forget. We won't have a Discord. We won't have a Facebook page. I don't care.
I'm sorry. What do you want me to fucking say? I'll contribute. You want me to be fake? Fine. I'll be fake. Guys, go join our Discord. I'm going to be on there. Joe's going to be on there. We'll think of meme ideas and shit to do for the podcast. Is that what you wanted?
I would love for you to just be part of it.
Okay. Well,
just be part of something for once in your life.
Listen, I'm part of your life, so technically I'm part of Discord.
Not at all. Not if you don't go on and interact.
Okay. I'm not going on Discord.
Great. We don't have one anymore. I deleted it.
Don't join a Discord. Please don't.
Don't. It's not going to be by us.
Do you know that if you pass away and someone doesn't find your body soon enough, your dog will eat you?
What the fuck?
Yeah, they eat your body.
They go towards your face because your face has the softest tissue to eat.
Can you please tell me where you guys learned that this is a
talking to the mic?
Are you serious?
You look so mad. I've never wanted video of this before, but I wish that was on video. You were just so flabbergasted. Are you serious?
Well, yeah, how do we find out that this is a fact that a dog will eat you? I mean, obviously he'll get hungry, but I feel like
it's true. Cats do it more often than dogs.
Yeah.
He asked where you found
they
it.
Don't,
oh, yeah. I found this really cute chihuahua on Twitter the other day, and then I started reading the comments, and it said that the foster owner of the chihuahua also owned a dog who had eaten its old owner named Rumpelstiltskin.
Okay, I don't know.
But then I put it on my Instagram story. All
right, guys, I'm telling you right now, I don't know if that's true or not.
No, it's true. It's true. And then I put it on my Instagram story. I'm like, is this true? And a bunch of people wrote me, like paramedics wrote me, that they've discovered this before. It happens a lot.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Your dog eats you?
It's mostly cats, but yeah, they start to eat you.
Wow, that is fucking out of this world.
I told Bob if he got hungry, he can do it.
I mean, you... Bobby, shh. Ultimately, Bobby, be quiet. Ultimately, you don't want your...
Bob, that was pretty good.
Ultimately... Dude, come on! Bobby! Ultimately, you don't want your dog to die, right? So... you know, you don't want your dog to starve, so you might as well have him eat you. Yeah. Whatever.
Actually, it gets sadder. If a dog eats you, they put the dog down.
Why?
Because it's tasted human flesh.
That was dark as shit, man. I feel like going home now.
I have something nice that we could switch over to that I'll probably cut out.
Okay, you go ahead first, actually.
What was the most fucked up thing I've ever did?
Done.
As a goof. It was right when Facebook memorandum pages came around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I tried posting stories and tweets that one of my friends passed away to see if I can get his Facebook page to say in memorandum.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. It's not that fucked up.
Because he loved Facebook, so that's why I wanted to do it. Plus, I just wanted to see if I could do it.
Oh, my God.
But
in memorandum of...
Yeah.
Oh, your family, your mom calls you?
Mark, are you dead?
You start getting... I was going to say you're going to start getting texts, but no one's going to text you. Oh, no. All your texts would be, are you actually dead, LOL?
Are you actually dead, lol? I would get that... The first text I would get that from is Jonah. Jonah would say that to me.
Oh, there's an article about Jonah being dead, actually.
Oh, yeah. Jonah had a...
Scott, too.
A dead hoax. And Scott had a dead hoax, too.
Those are fucked up. Like, when someone that you don't know does it...
Yeah, it's cool if your best friend does it.
No, it is, honestly.
Can I try and do that for you and your
family? No,
Facebook?
No, please don't.
Okay.
No.
So I'm not your best friend?
Well, I think I don't even know how to say it. So the other day I went to this Korean lounge. And it was a really fun experience. But the craziest, Annalise, listen to this. The craziest part of the whole experience is that I drank a little too much. So I couldn't drive home. And they have a designated person, once you're done with everything, that actually drives your car home for you while you're in the car and then gets picked up by the restaurant.
From the lounge?
Yes.
Wow.
What?
In LA?
In Koreatown?
Yeah, in Koreatown, yeah.
What?
The craziest thing. Yeah, I sat fucking passenger seat, he drove me home in my car.
When?
Saturday.
Really?
So, Friday. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was insane. It was insane. It was the coolest thing ever. Like, I feel like more places should start doing that.
Wow.
Like, you can even charge $100 or whatever, but that's so convenient to haul your car home. You don't have to go pick up your car the next day.
Yeah, I'm surprised that's not an actual service yet. That will be. That will take over.
I think it will. Because
at least for upscale places.
Yeah, it's super convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was flabbergasted. I was like, this is really fucking cool.
Wow, that's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Ilya and I did a cooking class the other day. Nothing crazy happened. We didn't learn any new words that we wanted to, but we had a chef come by.
Yeah, the chef was pretty cool. You know, we cooked some pasta.
And then in the middle of us cooking pasta, I went upstairs because I had a phone call. I'm gone for 15 minutes. And this is after an hour and a half of us making a Caesar salad, making the pasta dough, ripping the pasta dough, cooking the pasta dough, eating the pasta dough. We had a great time with this chef. I go away for 15, 20 minutes. And then I come back down and you guys are blasting AC/DC through the speakers. And I swear to God, it looks like you guys just did a line of cocaine. I think you were so hungover too. You were out of it.
Oh my God. Yeah, speaking of that, I was,
That was right after your Korean lounge.
Yeah, so I got driven home that night. I went to bed at 5 a.m. I went to bed at 5 a.m. that night. And then we had the cooking class at 10 a.m. Joe's texted me 45 times in the morning, like, get the fuck up, let the chef in. And I'm like, Joe, I can't get up. I'm going to throw up. So I'm hungover as shit, like still drunk pretty much. I walk downstairs. I get the chef. He sets up. I go back to bed. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, him and I got along after a while because maybe I reminded him of
him when he was younger?
Yeah. He was like, man, I used to be like him. And then we did a line of blow.
I got some requests for this plunger.
Oh my God,
giveaway.
Bro, stop with the fucking plunger.
Can you take a photo with this plunger, please, for the giveaway?
The same plunger I have already signed?
Yeah.
What else? What do you want me to fucking do? You want me to plunge the toilet with it?
No, I want to take you to... The people want you to take a photo with holding the plunger.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you not respect the fans?
I respect the fans, but damn. All right, let's go.
They also requested shirt off.
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on.
I'm not taking my shirt off.
Come on. We requested it.
No.
They requested it.
I don't have a good body right now. I'm not taking my shirt off.
I can't Photoshop a Polaroid, so...
Oh, because they're getting the Polaroid with the plunger. That's the giveaway on Annalise's Twitch.
I'm about to take my shirt off. Let's go.
Dude, why do you hate the fans?
Act like you're using it.
That's such a funny pose. And Ilya's smiling now. Guys, if you want to win this plunger that's signed by Ilya, just go check out Annalise's Twitch stream. Her account is Joe and Annalise. And you could be in the running to win an autographed plunger by Ilya. Now comes the time of the podcast where we give you, the listener, the chance to win $450. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at LightweightsPod and send us in your phone number. We are calling in one person at random to be the giveaway winner this week. Thanks so much, Jim. This contest goes every single week, so guys, make sure to follow us on Lightweights Pod to see when the giveaway is going on. And make sure you're following us.
Who the fuck is Jim?
He just did the voiceover.
Gosh, I don't know why I'm going through, but I literally am so mad. This is my dream right now.
Yo, it's all good. I'm sorry. I tried FaceTiming you. It wasn't going through, but you're on the Lightweights podcast right now. Who are you?
I know. Oh, my God. I love you guys so much.
Nah, we love you more. How you doing?
I listen to you guys I literally listen to you every week.
I love it. I love it. Listen, well,
like,
so
Ilya, I want to be your perfect girl. Like, I'm not even
Oh,
joking.
Shit.
I want to be your girl. Like, I'm dead ass. I know I'm not Latina, but fuck it. Like, please. Like, oh my God.
Where do you live?
I live in Kentucky. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. Like, Jack Harlow type shit.
Oh, shit. Okay, we'll move to LA. Maybe we can make something happen.
Oh, that's my goal, literally. I'm gonna move to LA, and I'm gonna find you, and I'm gonna be your girl. Like, okay?
I love the confidence. Okay, well, dope. You've obviously officially been on the podcast now, and you also won $450. So,
Oh my God. So
let me know what your Zelle, your PayPal is. Text it to me, and I will send you that money right now.
Thank you so much. I love you so much. I literally needed this too. Like, this is, you have no clue how much this helps me. I went to therapy about money today, so. Like,
oh, well, there you go.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Well, like I said, I'll text you right now. Just text me your info, and I hope you have a good day. Good to meet you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Lightweights Podcast. My name's Jim, and I'll see you next week every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Guests
Peace
on Saturdays.
Out, boys and girls, lightweights.
Out.
Did Ilya get his gonorrhea medicine?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.